showtime.
It's time for that radio show everyone loves.
Do not attempt to change the station. Just listen, and we'll keep broadcasting.
It's time to begin the show.
103.9 LI News Radio presents Your Island, the very best in talk radio, with your host, Tom Shalero.
And once again, welcome back to our Thursday edition. Now, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the Suffolk County Patrolman's Benevolent Association. The PBA serves to support law enforcement and participate in special events and programs all designed to help and protect our community. They care about you and keeping us all safe. From the anti-drinking and driving campaigns to protecting our children with education on the Megan's Law, the PBA promotes a great relationship between the police and the people it's sworn to serve. Suffolk County is one of the safest counties in the country, and the PBA takes pride in its strong belief in our security. They have honored our fallen heroes and contribute greatly to our suburban way of life. Need to know more? Go right to www.suffolkcountypba.org. Noel DiGirolamo, president. Now, I'm always happy on Thursdays. Between the 1 to 2 hour, the Suffolk Police Department sends their finest into the studio, and we talk about all the different aspects of the PD. But today's something special. We have Police Officer Mitch Savino. Mitch has been involved with the training of police officers in medical techniques, the Citizens Academy, which we're going to talk about, and also in service. He's the cop that trains the cops. And I think just a great individual, and somebody that I want to say, you know, personally, that I've known back on my days when I was in the academy many, many years ago. And, you know, I had a wonderful career with the Suffolk County Park Police, eventually with the Suffolk County Police Department. And I have finished that career, and Mitch is still there. Mitch is still there. Mitch Savino.
I'm still here, Tom. It's good to see you again. Now, we go way back.
Yeah, and just some of the great things that you've done, and we'll be talking about them. But we actually got a call waiting for you already. We've got Susan, most recent Suffolk PD graduating class. Is that the Citizens Academy, Susan, or is that the Police Academy?
It's the Citizen Academy.
Okay. You have a question, a comment? You're on the air.
I am on the air.
You are on the air, yes.
Susan, you were the 34th class, if I remember you.
Absolutely. Me and a group of friends that I rounded up, and we participated in your class. And you are amazing. And we all thank you very much. And with this program, I need to say that it's an excellent program that all the adults, as well as those that are in their 20s, that should participate in. Because you basically are walking in the shoes of what the police officers do adore on a daily basis. And since then, my son became an NYPD, and I can reassure you that I have the utmost respect that I'm also part of the Alumni Association, and whatever it takes to back up the police, they're my family now, and I'll do whatever it takes.
Well, interesting. Well said.
Thanks.
And we're going to be talking about that because I know folks are listening right now that want to know what the heck is the Citizens Police Academy. And I want to talk about that because I think it's a great area for people to understand. I mean, Susan said it the best. Now you know. Now you know.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Sue. And
Susan, thanks for calling in.
I loved having them as well, Tom. They were a great group, if I remember them.
But what, you know, again, the average person listening right now, is it open to just anybody to become part or to enroll in the Citizens Police Academy?
Well, it is, Tom. We'd like you to be 21 years or older.
21, okay.
Because it is an adult program. It's certainly, we'd like to attract community leaders, people that are involved in their community, homeowners associations, people that take an active role. Those are the people we're looking for, although it's open to most people. There is a background check involved.
Okay.
We do look into your background, and but yeah, we run one class a year. It's usually pretty
and
fun.
And I want to go through the curriculum because I want, again, there may be people that are interested. We'll give out a phone number that people could possibly call on to even get an application or to see how this goes. But there's no two ways about it. I've said this a million times. People who criticize the police absolutely don't understand the mindset of being out there on patrol and being out there to try to protect the lives and property of people. And I want to underscore that fact and to become intimately involved with the police department through a Citizens Academy, which again, we'll be talking about 631-451-1039. We got John over there in Oakdale. John, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mitch? I don't know if you remember me, but you're an old landscaper.
John Aldridge, if I remember right.
That's correct. I just wanted to say, I tell you, you are the most dedicated police officer that I've known in all my years. Let me tell you, I really appreciate you being out there.
Thank you. It's good to have good citizens like you too, John. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And you didn't mention, did you mention that you also show your face out in East Hampton?
John, we just started the program, but I'm sure we're going to get a chance to do that with Mitch.
Yeah. Okay.
I got this funny feeling that everybody knows Mitch Savino, and that's who my guest is. Mitch is a police officer with the Suffolk County Police, working at the academy primarily as an instructor, I guess, for most of his, and he'll correct me, 38 years of service to the great people of Suffolk County. I mean, that's incredible. So I got a feeling that a lot of people just maybe randomly tuning into us are going to know who you are. How does that make you feel?
Wow, I didn't know I had such a base out there, but it feels good because again, I've had a great career. I still have a great career with Suffolk
yes.
PD, you know, from the second precinct up into the academy where I've been for over 25 years now assigned.
What, do you see any difference between some of the young people that are joining the police department now versus 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago?
Well, you know, everyone says that, it's not like it used to be. But if you talk to anybody that's gone through the academy, the class, the next class always says the same thing. You know, it's not the same. We are attracting, you know, different people. Certainly the officers are more highly educated now than they have been in the past. We're getting a lot of degrees, a lot of ex-military, which is an asset to this department. A lot of guys returning from the Middle East that are a great asset to us.
You know, the amount of background and training, as you said, between the college education and also the military, that only bodes well for us.
It certainly does. Certainly does for the people of Suffolk as well.
631-451-1039, speaking to Mitch Savino, police officer, Suffolk County, talking about the Civilian Academy and talking about medical training, which is so important right now. Back to the Citizens Academy. Okay, somebody enrolls in a Citizens Academy. They're possibly a civic association president, chamber of commerce, community leader. There's obvious reasons, I guess, but just to hear from you, why is it that you would want somebody that has a following within the community? That's the first question.
Again, and everyone is welcome, and everybody's involved to different levels in their community. If you know, if they live there, obviously, but you know, the purpose of this is to bring the police department and the community closer together, open up line of communications, and build trust between the police and the community. This is what we're looking for. We can't function without community input. We can't function without the community supporting the police department.
You know, I've said this. There's been so many negative aspects to policing around the country. People taking video, reinterpretation of the video that's certainly not favorable to the police. A media that is somewhat hostile to the police. Mm-hmm. And yet, when we look at crime rates, generally, well, for the most part in this country, are down. The police are doing their job. They're performing many, many wonderful, wonderful services. How does would you say that if a Citizens Academy, if people had this, as our caller said before, had this ability, then you know, maybe some of this negative stuff can go away? Because I'm going to say most of this negative stuff is nonsense. I'm going to say that and take the chance of saying it, but I will say it.
Well, you're exactly right, Tom. The whole concept of the Citizens Academy is this dispel these misconceptions. Right. That's the whole idea on how we operate. You know, people know what they see on TV. They know what they hear in the media. Am I allowed to say fake news?
It's fake news. It's fine. We say it all the time here. In fact, you know, that's how we introduce it's the fake news media.
Sure. And not everyone,
major media.
Not everyone is favorable. Everybody wants to spin it, you know, and sell newspapers and news. So we dispel a lot of those myths. Not everyone that joins the Citizens Academy are advocates. They come in with different ideas on how the police department functions.
Isn't that who you want? Isn't that who I would want that
absolutely.
Person?
Absolutely. Our job is to see how we function, to show them, to understand what their police department is doing. And that's what we do in 16 weeks with these volunteers who come to this program free of charge, one day a week for 16 weeks. And in that time, we interact with the community, very diverse community, very diverse population within the Citizens Academy, and hopefully we achieve those goals in most of the time.
Does there come a time when you're teaching the class that you could see a transformation? Let's say you get a hostile person there, comes in saying, look, I just don't like the way the police perform in this country. There's all this nonsense and, you know, they say all this. But at some point when it's presented, and I know the folks over there at the Academy, the Suffolk County Police Academy, you guys are very fair, very articulate. You know how to put forth and make people learn. And that's what it's all about, the ability to learn. When we finally put it to them, do you start to see a transformation by, like, you know, know, I didn't know that, or I couldn't imagine being in that situation. Well, you ever get that?
Sure, we absolutely do. And you know, it's turning point is different for everyone in the class. Everyone comes in with a different idea of what it's about. But I can tell you that, you know, one class, several classes ago, one gentleman stood up on the very first day, faced the class and said, "Don't listen to these police officers.
Wow.
They're liars. They don't tell you the truth." Well, Tom, that was day one, the first hour.
How did you react to that? I don't know if I would have been so nice, and I don't know what I would have been. But, you know, how do you react to that? And yet, I hate to say this, but there is that attitude out there.
Absolutely.
You know, and I guess it's up to us, I mean, up to you guys, mm-hmm. really, to really allay the fears of what people have. So,
well, again,
what did you say to that when he said that day one?
We asked to give us a chance to show you what we
okay.
do. Please stay. You know, stay. We want you here. We want you to judge for yourself. And interesting with this individual, by the end of the class, as cynical as he was,
16 weeks later,
he became the class spokesperson for that class at graduation.
Yeah. You know, it goes to show, I mean, we should always have an open mind. I mean, it's to the point where we should have an open mind, and we should be able to see things clearly. But people don't have a closed mind. They see what they see on the media. The media wants to sell newspapers. The media wants you to watch their what they call their journalism techniques, which
exactly.
in many cases are bad. Today, everybody has a cell phone. They want to take a video mm-hmm. of police and send it into their local news and say, "Look what I found the cops doing." And, you know, and what I always say this to people, because people do bring it up to me. And in many cases, police have to do something that they really don't want to do. It's called making an arrest.
Exactly.
You don't want to place somebody under arrest, but you have to. Okay. If a person breaks the law, then the law has to be enforced. And I know here in Suffolk County, I was trained by Mitt Savino, among other members of the police academy. And you're taught to do within the a reasonable amount of force if it has to be used. Mm-hmm. Or more important, I should say, is the ability to use the best organ that you have, and that's your brain. Okay, and I'll never forget that. And in many cases, you can convince somebody that they're under arrest, but everything is going to be fine. You're going to be treated fairly, and you were going to go through the process because you broke the law, in my mind. And that usually did work. But in the incident where a person decides, "You're not arresting me,"
right?
You know, now, I put this out to our listeners, mm-hmm. what are you going to do? You're not going to say, "Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to leave." You now have to arrest them. And I would ask people to think about it for a minute. How easy is it to put somebody into handcuffs who doesn't want to be put into handcuffs? Now, what does it look like to the public driving by with their sophisticated iPhones and so on? Well, now it looks like you're fighting. All you're trying to do is subdue an individual as peaceably as you can. And that's what you're trying to do. And that's 99.9% of the arrests in this country. Unfortunately, it makes the papers, and it makes people look like it just gives the wrong impression. And I feel that that has to get out there.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. And again, there is a force continuum that we teach in the academy. Certainly, you know, just our presence is the first level. And our best tool is our verbal communication. And we train to defuse situations. We train to de-escalate. Use of force is certainly our last option. And again, that's part of our training. We exhaust all other options, everything from what we call verbal judo to our other de-escalation techniques.
And it's all taught.
It is. And yeah. It's extensively practiced in role-play scenarios with
yes.
recruits.
Right.
And constantly refreshed with our in-service officers.
Yeah. Again, I want our listeners to just put yourself in the role of the police officer who has been trained, who's doing the best that they could based on excellent training in the academy and the way in which to bring a person into custody. And in some cases, that person they're bringing in is an extremely dangerous individual. Let's not forget that either. We got to add that to the fact that most people in this country don't get arrested. Okay, let's face it. Most people don't.
Well, again, if you think about and even for your listeners, I would imagine the only confrontation or only contact they've had with a police officer is probably at a vehicle and traffic stop.
Yes.
And that's probably for the majority of people
exactly.
where they come in contact with us. And hopefully, in some instances, it may end with a summons, other times with a warning. But hopefully our officers are professional And that's how they're trained.
That's how it is. Now, we're just going to break for a second. This segment of our program is being brought to you by the great motorcycle rights and safety advocacy group, Long Island Abate. American Bikers for Awareness, Training, and Education promotes safety on our roads for the 2- and 3-wheeled rider to ensure automobile drivers look and see and know that motorcycles are everywhere. They promote training, common sense laws, attend court proceedings to ensure justice for those involved in motorcycle accidents where a driver is drunk, distracted, or recklessly careless. Call Abate President Jim Barr at 1-888-LI-ABATE or visit the website longislandabate.org. Getting back to Police Officer Mitch Savino with the Suffolk Police Academy. Done a lot over there. People know him all over the place. Also, the Citizens Academy, and that's what we're talking about right now. Our number here is 631-451-1039. The concept of a Citizens Police Academy, I've studied throughout the country here. It's kind of prevalent at a lot of police departments across the country where they have this type of a police academy. You know what makes ours different here in Suffolk? Is it anything about it in terms of the length or the curriculum?
Well, again, it's a tremendous time commitment for the adult, right. working adults right. that take the program. 16 weeks, 2.5 hours, one day a week. We recognize that, and we try to accommodate them. There's a lot of hands-on with this program, a lot of interaction with our police officers. They get to see different aspects of the police department, and no holds barred. We allow them to ask any question, make any comments, and we will answer anything on their mind.
You know, I think the caller that called in and said that now she has a different perspective of police work. I just wish that everybody in this country, including the liberal far-left media, can go through an academy like this so that they do understand it. I have seen such biased anti-police reporting in my lifetime right. that I can only call disgusting and misinformed and basically giving people the wrong idea. And that's, you know, frustrating.
Well, unfortunately, that seems to be the trend right now. But, you know, we're not the enemy. You know, they talk about the thin blue line. That's what's separating the citizens from the crimes and danger that can become them.
You know, 631-451-1039. You know, again, talking about that. Now, there's a curriculum. You go through things, and I'm looking at actually at the brochure. A lot of that's pretty much what the police academy does.
Pretty interesting. We try to show them what a real academy is like in the very beginning. In fact, on the first session, we actually put them in formation on the drill floor, have a little fun with them.
That's
and,
right, yeah.
Show them what it's like on day one.
I still have nightmares about that.
Yeah, it's not the same. We're kinder, gentler now.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah, I remember being yelled at and screamed at. But again, it's all a matter of discipline, and it's all a matter to think in terms of a unit, you know, think in terms of, and also to have an individual thought, too. So you had to combine almost a dichotomy.
And again, we don't do this with the adult academy, and there is no physical component. I have to say that. They're not running or doing push-ups. There is no physical component. So we do welcome everyone. Several classes ago, the first citizen with a disability graduated, and he was able to do everything.
That's right. The military veteran, I think, of the Citizens Academy or of the
Citizens Academy.
Of the Citizens. Right, oh, okay. Because I know we had
we had the individual.
What a tremendous story!
Tremendous gentleman, awesome officer, incredibly motivating.
Yeah. I mean, we should be proud.
Yes, we are.
We should be proud here in Suffolk.
First in the country.
Yeah, to actually being able to have those type of police officers, mm-hmm. you know, the ones not only with the interest in the job, but the passion and the heart for the job. And, you know, you've seen a lot. I mean, many of the officers on the street today and those retired over the last 10 or 15 years, you know, have been part of, you know, your purview there when you've done.
Well, if it gives you any idea, Tom, my badge number is 3123.
I didn't even know that was your badge number. That goes back a
little. We're up to 6,500.
6,500.
So 3,000 some odd officers.
You know, dumb questions. Must have been a great career. Or has been.
It is a great career.
Sorry about that.
It is a great career, and that's one of the reasons why it's so hard to pull the pin. Even with 38 years approaching, you could talk
to many retired police officers.
It's a tough decision. Yeah.
They say that, too. Let's take another call. We've got Debbie on the line. Looks like Citizens Academy also. Debbie, you're on the air.
Hi, Mitch. It's Debbie Grayer from your 33rd class.
Yeah. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, very good. I'm listening in, and I just wanted to share with everyone what a great program it is. I remember you originally, you know, letting us know it's this long 16-week class, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it to all of that. But as time went on, I was rearranging my schedule, and that was the highlight of my week. It was so informative. It really, truly gives you a different perspective.
Did you change over the 16 weeks, Debbie? Did you change your attitude towards policing and law enforcement?
I think I had a very good attitude to begin with.
Okay.
But I have to say, so many people I know that maybe had doubts about why things were done certain ways.
Okay.
I know I learned a lot, and I got to share that with a lot of my friends and maybe swerved a little bit of their opinions.
Right. Well,
but just really to mention how dedicated Mitch is. He's been doing this a long time. He's so involved in so many things, and I really appreciate that he does this and that he has taken this time because it's
wonderful.
It's wonderful. I really wish everyone could go to this.
Debbie, appreciate your phone call. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Now, before we take our break, Eastern Portable X-Ray Corporation. Could you imagine never having to leave your house? You can get an X-ray, EKG, ultrasound. Their slogan is, "We travel, not the patient." Also, the veterans are now covered under all insurances. Think about it. Never having to leave your house. They come to you. No waiting, no appointments, no travel. Same-day service. Eastern Portable X-Ray Corporation, 800-684-5800. And their website is epxray.com. This is the way to go, folks. Never leave the house. Have them come to you. We're going to take a short break. I'm with Mitch Savino, police officer, Suffolk County PD. We'll be right back.